96.5.
Coming up in Stupid News, have you ever wondered if all those, you know, all-you-can-eat buffets are really all-you-can-eat? Well, well, well.
Gio put it to the test.
Well, not me, but somebody did.
Don't lie, Gio. Come on.
And this one restaurant cut the one guy off because they said... One last chance to see Hannah Montana. You missed her a couple weeks ago. I got one more pair of tickets from my man, Gary Barbera, and the grand opening of Chevyland on the Boulevard in the Great Northeast. She's going to come back to town. She'll be in AC this Saturday at the Boardwalk Hall. So if you want to go tomorrow, very simple. Not going to make you do any crazy stuff. Just listen to the show. We'll do show quiz trivia tomorrow at the end of the show at 9:30. It starts at 6. So, you know, pay attention to what we do. So, if you want to go, just listen to the show for your chance to win.
It's time for Stupid News. Time for Stupid News.
Okay, I have an announcement to make.
Time for Stupid News.
Gio in the morning.
Gio in the morning.
Wired 96.5.
A 6'3", 265-pound man says a restaurant overcharged him for his trips to the buffet line.
That's not really that fat either. I mean, that's a big dude. It's not fat.
Very true. They banned him and a relative because they're hearty eaters, according to the spokesman for the restaurant. Ricky Labitt said he had been a regular customer there for 8 months at the Manchuria restaurant, eating there as often as 3 times a week. That's taking advantage of the buffet.
Hey, if it's a buffet, you know.
One of the few places he could probably go and get full.
On his most recent visit, he said a waitress gave him and his wife's cousin a bill for $46.40, roughly double the buffet price for two adults. So she just like overcharged him. Didn't say anything. Like, you know, she was like checking him out. Like,
right.
These guys are like scam-a-lamma ding-dongs and eating way too much. So I'm going to overcharge him. She says, this is what the waitress said. And this is from Louisiana. This is a restaurant in Louisiana. Y'all fat and y'all eat too much. Labitt and Borelli, his wife's cousin, said they felt discriminated against because of their size. He goes on to say, I was stunned that somebody would say something like that. I ain't that fat. I only weigh 277 pounds. And the waitress also said to his cousin, you look like you have a baby in your belly.
Oh my. They're suing him, right?
Well, you know, after the big argument ensued, okay, according to the police report, the incident was settled when the management advised that the bill was a mistake and to appease the two fat dudes, the meal was, how you call it? They gave it to them for free.
Just one? I would have been like, give me a year. A year pass to the buffet.
Hell yeah. Well, they're already losing money.
But they kept on, you know, I guess somebody said, like, they would just go after one of the complaints was, like, the good food.
Mm-hmm.
The good stuff, like, they don't make it a lot. Like, they have, like, crab legs.
Okay.
So, like, they make the crab legs, but it, you know, gets empty for a little bit. Like, they leave it empty for, like, a couple minutes, you know. You know, they don't bring the frog legs and the frog legs and crab legs. So, the expensive
frog? Did you say frog legs?
Frog. It's Louisiana.
French.
Yes.
Ooh,
there's a lot of French influence in Louisiana.
So I guess that's Creole. I guess that's more expensive than, I don't know, ham or something.
Right.
So they were like watching them. Man, they kept on getting like the expensive stuff.
That, yeah. Well,
interesting.
They have the new buffet up on City Line. It's pretty good. I don't know if you tried.
I'm not much of a buffet guy, bro.
Oh, yeah. You don't like food
sitting
out.
Yeah, because it kind of sits out there a little bit.
Yeah.
People cough on it.
Yeah, that's germs.com.
Yeah.
And everyone's sharing the, you know, the spoon thingy.
Yeah.
Nah. I'm not much of a buffet guy. I don't know what woman would do this, what female would do this, because I could be wrong, GN, like wearing a wedding dress that you're supposed to wear like for the original wedding, and then it didn't go down, and then you wear the same dress. Isn't that supposed to be like...
That's supposed to be a curse.
Like bad luck, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. A wedding gown bought in joy and then abandoned in despair after a breakup nearly 15 years ago finally got its walk down the aisle. And it was worn by the woman who had chosen it back in the day in 1993.
Damn.
So it happened this past weekend. She married her love of 7 years. And I guess when she bought the dress, she went back to it was like a $1,900 dress. She paid $1,900. Okay, but she never came in for the final fitting. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, DiCarlo told the newspaper that DiCarlo's the owner of this boutique that sells the wedding dress, that she had given away hundreds of dresses, including gowns for weddings that were scrapped. So I guess people cancel weddings all the time, I guess.
Right.
Right? And then they give it away or half price. They end up selling it or whatever. DiCarlo had stuffed the bow and the sleeves with paper so they would hold their shape and wrapped the gown in plastic. And she just put it like in her basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why she just did it with that particular dress. When the woman finally returned to the shop, she still liked the dress.
The same one.
The same one.
And she could still fit in it?
It was a little tight. A little tight, but... Because what she did was, the woman had ordered it two sizes small back in the day, thinking she would drop weight before the wedding. So what she did was, she added a panel in the back, so the zipper would close. Women know what I'm talking about here. And instead, they did that, and then she lost like 15 pounds so it can fit. But she wore the same dress.
She must have really liked it. Damn, that. I mean, you would think that dress would be outdated, out of fashion now.
You would think so.
She had an opportunity to get another one, but she's like, nah.
Like, you wouldn't do that, right?
No.
Yeah.
That's a curse.
She wouldn't wear anything from 15 years ago.
Yeah, because.
Unless Carrie Bradshaw brought it back. Vintage, hello.
There you go. Remember, these stories are all true and stupid news, and that's why we call it
Stupid News.
Geo in the morning.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Wired.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting at home all alone, trying to keep myself from going crazy.
Yeah.
When I'm in the house, when I think about, when I see you out, when I hear about, I want my baby back. Man, I thought it would be easy, but it's hard for me to let you go.
Baby, don't
go.
Oh. Baby, don't
go.
Oh. Baby, don't
go.
Oh. Baby, don't
go.
Oh. Fat, we gotta make a dance with this song, man. You know what I mean? Ain't no way they can't dance on this.
I want my baby back. Man, I thought it would be easy, but it's hard for me to let you go.
As you all know, 2 months ago, the Writers Guild of America went out on strike, and we took our show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, off the air in support of the writers. This has been a very tough time, not only for our show, but for a lot of people in the entertainment industry. Good people right now are out of work. And it's, yeah, and possibly worse with all the late night shows off the air. Americans have been forced to read books and occasionally even speak to one another.
That was kind of funny. I mean, I didn't see all the monologues. I didn't hear or see the monologues, but some of the highlights that I have. Kind of funny. Did you guys get a chance to see any of it?
Late night stuff? Come on. We're sleeping, dude. We got to be up at 3:30. We ain't waking until 11.
I caught the Jimmy Kimmel just saying, since I have no riders, he just said, we're just going to sit here in silence.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny a little bit. I mean, you got to hear it. Just by saying that's not that funny. I don't know if you saw Letterman. He looked like a caveman or something. He hasn't shaved. And Conan, they both got full-grown beards. But at least Conan is like red. You know what I'm saying? Like, Letterman is like all white. Here's one of his jokes.
Let me just bring you up to date. There's a writer's strike going on, the Writers Guild of America. And we were out because of the strike for 2 months. And I know you're thinking to yourselves at home right now, this crap is written? Yes.
It is amazing how somebody like David Letterman makes like $35 million. and there's this big stink when they got to do like a 3-minute bit.
Yeah.
These guys are comedians. That is their. I don't get that part. Jimmy Kimmel's a comedian.
He writes. Jimmy Kimmel writes for other people. Like, how does he?
So how hard can it be? How hard can it be when you have 10 writers helping you come up with 4 minutes of material? Or do they come up with the bit for the whole hour? Like, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to throw watermelons. You know, Letterman, he's always throwing fruit or something.
Right. Well, it's all about the delivery. I mean, you've got all these songwriters that probably couldn't turn that song into a hit without the performers and the singers and all that.
But I think it's easier to tell a joke than it is to sing a song, though. Like, you have to have skills to sing a song. You can learn to tell a good joke.
Maybe.
I know Leno did one. You know, those stupid jokes that everybody does, like, at a bar. There was a black guy and a white guy. They walked into the bar, and then he said, I don't got the riders. I can't tell you what happened. that was kind of funny. Letterman had Hillary Clinton do, like, a little bit, which was kind of funny.
Dave has been off the air for 8 long weeks because of the writer's strike. Tonight, he's back. Oh, well, all good things come to an end.
That's kind of funny. Here's Jay Leno.
As you know, we are in the middle of this this writer's strike here in Hollywood, and it's already cost the town over $500 million. $500 million, or as Paul McCartney calls that, a divorce. But that's what it is. And of course, this strike is especially hard here on NBC. Do you realize there are actually more people picketing NBC now than watching NBC right now?
Ouch. And here's another Leno joke.
We're not using outside guys. We're following the Guild thing. We can write for ourselves. We just can't do what CBS... See, Dave was able to get a deal, because Dave has his own company. I don't blame him for getting a deal. God bless him. But see, now we have to go by ourselves up against the CBS machine. One man against a monolith. Exactly.
So are they doing the show without the writers, or they got backup writers, or because I heard Letterman, it's like paying out of his own pocket.
Yeah.
What exactly is going on?
Well, I think he made a deal with their writers to say, hey, whatever you guys want, we're giving you, because he's got the money to front that. And I'm sure Leno does too, but Leno has to abide by all the NBC rules and restrictions. Okay. And I'm sure if they bend over backwards for Leno, then they're going to have to do it for all the other NBC shows.
Yeah, like Letterman got that deal when he switched from NBC to CBS to own his own stuff. So because he owns it, he controls
right.
it.
Right. He actually makes more money
than Leno.
Quite a bit more money than Jay Leno, because he owns he owns a show, as where Leno is just like the
he's an employee.
NBC, yeah,
he's just a host. All right, 9:25. It's Chio in the morning. We need your help. Justin needs a brand new boxing name, a nickname for his big match. I'm going to tell you the top 8 that we chose. That's on the web.
Bumping, booty just bouncing up and down. Got me so hypnotized the way your body rolling round and round. That booty keep pumping, booty just bouncing
now,
up and down.
More.
Just like that.
Just do it some more.
It's just like that.
Girl, do it some more.
Now shake that. Make me spend that cash.
Now do it some more.
Now just like that.
Just do it some more.
Yes, just like that.
Girl, do it some more.
Now shake that. Make me spend that cash.
You got me so hypnotized the way your body rolling round and round. That booty keep pumping, booty just bouncing up and down.
You got me so hypnotized the way your body rolling round and round.
That booty keep pumping, booty just bouncing up and down.
Got me so hypnotized.
Billy's Hits and Hip Hop Wired 96.5. It's Chio in the morning, 9:37. We have the top 8 nicknames for Justice. Now it's up to you to take the web poll.
The Mopple Kid.
At wired965.com. Click on the Chio in the Morning Show page. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
And as of right now... Justice, go online right now and just give me the latest updates here. We have the Vigilante.
Yeah.
The Vigilante.
Chio likes that one.
The classic one.
That's my favorite.
Mr. Tough Love. The Philadelphia Friction.
I like that one.
That was in the lead.
The Philly Friction.
The P1 Punisher. Ladies and gentlemen, from Manayunk, Pennsylvania, give it up for Justice, the P1 Punisher.
That sounds good. But it would be, for from the Bronx, New York, by way of Manayunk, PA.
Okay, you want to get technical on me?
And then the crowd will yell, P1.
That would be hot, yo. They did that during the match.
Here's another one. This is a line that my man Justice likes to use quite often. Mister, do you know who I am?
I don't say that. I don't know where that came from.
You know, in case he walks up at a club and the bouncer doesn't know who he is, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Do you have any idea? Okay. These people here lining up for the New Year's Eve party are here to see me, baby. Justice, the P1 Punisher. All right, so I like that. I like that. The real stunner.
The real stunner.
The real stunner, because the call that came in, the things that he says, like, stuns people, or they can't believe they heard that on the radio. He stuns them. He shocks them. The whole reason for the stunner.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gary Barbarian.
I swear, if you get that name, you better get a new car.
If I
Gary.
Get that name, Gary's going to give me some cash. I need to buy my supplements. Let's go.
I got to get him sponsor this thing, bro.
All right, I'm going to call him after the show.
Give it up for Justice, the Gary Barbarian. And then you go, then I say, is Justice the best?
Boy, I guess.
Said it wrong.
We'll get the music going for you. All right.
I'll say, it's just as the best. I'm on mic.
Okay. Hold on.
I'll turn it down for a minute.
All right, go.
Is just as the best?
Boy, I guess.
Boo!
Get off the stage.
So those are the, that's a top eight.
Top eight. And there is a new leader.
What we got?
Hold on, I'm resetting it just in case, because I voted. All right. We have, I can only vote once anyway. There is a new leader. Right now leading the P1 Punisher.
I do like that one. The P1 Punisher.
The class-
P1?
P1.
And then when P1? You get hit, well, everyone go, P1.
The classic awesome. One is in second.
Yo, you got to do...
Yes, sir.
You know, I think it was Bonaducci when he had, like, the celebrity thing with the... Who was that guy? The Brady guy?
Mm-hmm.
What show was
Barry
that?
Barry Williams. He was on the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You have to... And I believe it was him or somebody else, like, to get a logo on the back.
Yeah, I was...
You got to do the Chio in the Morning logo, bro. You got to logo it up, bro.
You got cash?
Idiots.
I'm an idiot. I sacrificed my body for the show.
This is going to be Justice's intro. The P1 Punisher, Just Easy.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Go to the website, and you can follow along with Justice as well with his training. You're going to be sparring for the first time, I understand, like being...
Hit
somebody
back.
Hitting you.
Yeah, I'm actually...
You have not done that yet.
No, because I've been waiting for my mouthpiece. A little shout out to my dentist, Dr. Corti, putting together a mouthpiece for me. I pick it up on Monday, and then I'm actually training with Tim Witherspoon Jr. Tim Witherspoon, heavyweight champ of the world, two-time heavyweight champ, who's... Jan's watching
now,
the video
said,
right now.
You said Junior, his son?
He has a son who's a professional fighter, 23 years old, and he's built more like Floyd Mayweather, like short, fast, like... Really, so he's going to pepper me up a little bit. Maybe me and Frost might box, because he's on the undercard, my roommate Frost. He's going to be boxing as well, so me and him will go at it. And then there's going to be a bunch of, like,
and there's calls. A link. There is a link on the Wired website that takes you to
my little blog page.
To the little blog page, and you can follow along.
Yeah.
Later on today, by the way, the tickets, if you want tickets, and they're selling fast from what I understand. It's at the Marple Sports Arena in Broomall, which is... Bonaducci's hometown. Call 1-800-677-8499.
Yeah, don't wait till last day, because I have a feeling it will be sold out before the day of the show. So get yourself online. And today we're having two press conferences to talk about it. If you want to come down and join me, cheer me on, boo me, whatever it is you want to do. First one's at 11:30 at the Sports Extreme Training Center in Oaks, PA. And if you want, there's another one at 1:30 that I believe Chio is going to be coming to. It's at the Marple Sports Arena. If you want to get to the Marple Sports Arena, it's right there in Broomall, Pennsylvania. That's where the whole fight will be down. You can go check out the arena before we go.
What's my gig here? What am I, your manager?
What would you like to be?
Well, what's my gig here? Am I just going as a fan? Am I going to sit down front row ringside? I got to be front row.
Oh, yeah, you're Frank Lucas, the drug dealer. You make all the bets.
That's great.
You can be my bookie. Take all bets for me.
You're never going to get your money.
Or, you know, like in wrestling, they had somebody like talk, the manager talk. Like, you're quiet, the manager talks for you. I don't know.
Yeah, well, see.
I need a gig, man.
You're going to be the one that like has the water bottle. And so between rounds, you like spray it on his face. You know? What's my gig?
Hey, yo, Chio.
I need a job.
Hey, yo, Chio, cut me, man. Cut me. I'm throwing in the towel, Justice. I'm throwing it. Don't do it. I'm throwing it.
You give Justice the pet.
If you're throwing a damn towel ever, I don't care if I'm on the floor and I'm dying. Like you
I'm throwing it. Stay down. Justice, stay down.
I am not quitting.
Stay down.
Chio throwing a towel after like the first punch, I get hit and I lose the fight.
Hey, that Korean boxer just died, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to tell you, man.
Well, I'll tell you what.
How cool would that be, GN?
I don't think he's going to hit me in my face. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah.
Erica, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're so happy. Just driving in my car. Happy to hear you guys. Seacrest did a great job, but I'm really happy you all are back.
But we don't want him to do that good because, trust me, if he was great, we'd be out of here.
He'll never replace you guys. Sitting here listening to you guys this morning, just smiling, listening to your stuff. It's
all right.
Good. Hey, good morning.
Hey, appreciate the love. Have a great day, all right?
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you very much. We are out of here. Casey's on the radio next. Have a great day. I think we got everything in, right? We will see you tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow we're giving away the Hannah Montana tickets in AC, courtesy of Gary Barbera. We got the show quiz trivia. So just keep track. Very simple stuff. And at 9:30-ish or so, we'll take the first caller who can answer like anywhere from 3 to 5 questions in their end. What? Where are you laughing?
It's Frankie Knuckles. He goes, I can see Chio right now. Popcorn, soda, chips, hot dogs, cheering and spitting food all over the ring.
Oh, perfect.
Wire 96.5. Good morning. It's Casey. Freezing cold today. Expect a high of just 27 degrees.